the hour Monday. It is the 21st of April, and hail, hail, the gang's all here. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli has a Queen of Cheap installment for us in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn will have a television report later in the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring a lot of things, including your email, Ken and Rich and Doug and Jennifer and Roberta. At DougSteffen.com, should you care to connect. Most people like the social media way of doing it, and so you're welcome to engage us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, and 888-302-3684. We start the week, having had hopefully a nice, everybody had a nice Easter. We are focused on something that happened last week that still is in the minds of lots of people, the death of all those folks on that South Korean ferry. The president of South Korea, harsh words, says the captain and crew members of this sunken ship committed, quote, unforgivable murderous acts, leaving more than 300 people dead, missing,
so
relatives
many kids
of
too.
Passengers aboard this ferry. You see pictures of them praying. Divers continuing the work of recovering the bodies. This is about, the same problem that we have with humanity generally everywhere. It's sort of, I think, today's subcontext. No matter what hour you listen to, you'll hear all of us, certainly through my thinking and then opening it up to everybody else's, the unbelievable egos that there are in the world. And the problems that we all have are caused by something that when you analyze it, you wonder, okay, if there really is a higher power, why are these things? And then you don't come up with an answer because you can't figure it out because you don't understand necessarily how the higher power thinks.
Our brains can't process
it. No.
I mean, to us, we want a beginning, a middle, and an end, and sometimes you don't get
that. Well, you want to see people not get hurt. These people died seemingly for no good reason.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how a captain can jump ship. I mean, and it's happened now.
You're the first one off.
I mean, this guy and in the Costa Concordia, the same thing.
After telling people not to get off.
Yeah. I'll just tell you what this has taught me. If I start feeling like in danger, man, I'm playing the odds. Yeah. I'm strapping on that life vest and I'm going.
Play your own rules, yep. You know, again, and this is my simple, stupid Rich McFadden philosophy, but bad things happen so that we appreciate the good.
Okay.
And
that's fine as long as it's not your people who are being bothered by whatever the problem is.
No, bad things happen to us. I mean, you know, it's so that
we've
you
all
can
had our issues,
appreciate
sure.
life. If you sit here and everything is rosy, hunky-dory every single day of your life, you don't appreciate it.
That may be.
But if a family member dies and it makes you sit down and take a look and think about what you
have. That happened to Kenny over the weekend.
It did. So I'm sure his family is reflecting
Kenny,
right
you
now.
Want to tell that story again for those who did not hear it about your nephew?
Sure. My 20-year-old nephew and his girlfriend had probably been drinking, got into a car with a friend of theirs who was driving who has two previous felony DUI convictions, and they know that he was drinking. And at some time on Saturday night, the car left the interstate, rolled over into a cement embankment, and my nephew and his girlfriend are dead.
And the driver walked away.
No,
he's in a coma. They say he will be charged with murder. Two counts of murder if he, assuming
so
he ever comes out of it.
So, let's, I mean.
I'm so sorry, Kenny.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's a horrible thing, and you guys have to be going through a very trying time. But let's look at what good can come out of this horrible accident. Ken, just by telling that story, you may have made somebody think once before they get into a car and drive. You may have made somebody think to talk to their kids about drinking and driving.
So what do you tell your kids? What's the action that comes out of hearing a story like this? What do you as parents tell your children who are old enough to drive a car and old enough to get alcohol from somebody in some way?
So they weren't old enough. They were underage.
Doesn't make any difference. They get a hold of alcohol. They weren't underage. They were 20.
But 20, so drinking age is 21.
Where? Not in...
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Right. It's across the country, Doug.
Okay. So then they... Well, I mean, I don't pay still, attention to that stuff.
They get it.
So 20 years old, it's easy to get it. Right. With a 21-year-old, they get it. They go to a party, they get it. They get exposed to marijuana. They get exposed to whatever, hard liquor, whatever it is.
The one that I always remember.
What's the deal? How do you tell your children? How do they believe you? What credibility have you established with your children over their rearing years so that you will actually have an impact on them when they get themselves into a jam like this?
The best line my friend's mother ever told us, I'd rather pick you up than identify you.
And that's call what Ken just said. Ken mentioned that he told his kids the same thing, to call him. And I asked Ken, did they ever take you up on that offer? Because I often wonder if kids think that their parents are really serious about this. And he said once it happened, I think.
Yeah.
Right, Ken?
Yeah, my father told me the same thing. And I mean, once he picked me up, and he said he'll pick me up, no questions, no lectures, just call me. Mm-hmm. And I did once.
Yep.
But I think a lot of it is also not mystifying alcohol. You know, we're Italian and we're used to having wine at the table at dinner, especially Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And I was brought up from a very young child. I had my own little wine glass, just a little tablespoon of wine in it with a little bit of water. And it demystified alcohol. It put alcohol in the context.
Let me ask everybody this question.
Of a family dinner. It was this was something that you do, you know.
Why
it's not something forbidden.
Why are there laws... I'm going to ask this and people are going to throw rocks at the radio. Why are there laws, food for thought, let's just think about it for a minute or two. Why are there laws about serving ages for drinking alcohol? Why? What difference
does it make? And 21 is extraordinarily high. Most European countries are like 18.
Why can't you drink it when you're 12? What is the? Why is it against the law to drink alcohol at whatever age? Where'd that come from? Why? I would be curious for us to understand that and take a flyer on it. 888-302-3684. How old were you when you had your first drink? Think about that.
I think
for
I was
moment.
Three.
Three. Right. No, that doesn't.
No,
you know.
Seriously, we would have. I would have a little bit of wine and the big glass of water in the wine.
I let my kids try beer and wine, and of course they hate it, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know,
yeah, I did too.
They don't have the curiosity, you know. If they want to sip something, I'll let them try it.
Mm-hmm. It's a universal question. When you were of age, had you tried liquor before that? Whether you were 16 or you first tried it?
Everybody's got the story where they remember taking a sip from
I was working bar at 14 for private parties. My dad had a restaurant and bar and catering. Mm-hmm. And I was working bar at 14.
And then after
and
the
you know me, I am
the
biggest non-drinker.
888-302-3684. 14 after on the Good Day program for Monday.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer. Boston Beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So after you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, my suggestion is you take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more, please, at GutsyProducts.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
People waiting with bated breath, and some of them pretty bad bated breath, for the Queen of Cheap report today from people that make good things for women.
Yes, indeed. We have something that you would love, Doug, your over-the-shoulder boulder holders. It's really? Made in form. They've got an incredible bra sale going on. $10, Jen. It's just incredible. I bought a whole
That's
bunch
only $5
of
a girl.
That's right. Five bucks a girl. So go and get your over-the-shoulder boulder holders. We got entertainment books for you. If that doesn't entertain you, enough, we have entertainment books as well. I'm sorry?
You are a 14-year-old boy.
Yes, I am. We have entertainment books for you. By the time you're done, they'll only cost you $15, and then an additional book for just $10. We tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. These are great for vacations. Let's say you're going to a different city for vacation, visiting mom or dad or grandma or whatever. You get an entertainment book for that city and save loads of money on restaurants, attractions, and things like that. So they're good buys, especially for the summer. Earth Day is coming up, and if you go to a Disney store, you'll actually get something free. Not for free, just free. It's if you bring in 5 plastic bags, they will give you a free Disney Nature Bears reusable tote bag. Imagine something free from Disney. Just amazes me every day. And Regal Movie Theaters and AMC Movie Theaters this summer is going to be having movies for $1. It's the Summer Movie Express. It happens on Tuesday mornings. And they're not, you know, first-run feature films, but they're, you know, films that kids would love, like The Smurfs and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball and Despicable Me, Lego, Madagascar.
Oh, yeah, we love doing those
like
movies.
That. And it's $1, and you know, you need something to do on a Tuesday morning with your kids. You can go to these theaters and see a whole bunch of movies, and we have the whole list and what's going to happen with that at DougStephan.com at the Queen of Cheap section, and lots of other really good evergreen ways to save money. So
I thought of you, Roberta, when I saw this. We actually have this posted from today's show at DougStephan.com. Michael Stores, biggest art and crafts retailer in the country, confirming there was a security breach at some of their systems, processed payment cards at their stores. The company said that it was working with federal law enforcement officials to investigate the data breach. This goes back apparently to January. Matter of fact, the breach took place last year, or it started last year, and went through the end of January this year. 2.6 million cards were exposed, about 7% of the payment cards used in its stores during that period. So 400,000 cards impacted at Aaron Brothers, which is a unit also of Michael Stores. Something to be wary of, and you can find out more about it at DougStephan.com as well.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Self-effacing Glenn Campbell. Listening. Most people recognize his music, although I'm guessing that probably there are. Jennifer knows who he is, though. Right, Jennifer? You know
I do, but I don't know that my kinfolk would know that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if like people my age would know.
All right, Richie, crank this up. This is one of his best songs.
Really don't mind the rain, and the smile can hide all the pain.
He was doing a promotional tour for both his music and his appearance in True Grit in 1969, and I was a young pup on the air, and he was came into the studio where I was in Boston, and he just didn't fit. He had fun. At that time, there was even more demonstrative difference between people walking around with cowboy boots on and the getup that he had on. And so he attracted attention wherever nobody really knew who he was. Well, that's not true. He had a certain amount of cachet. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been cast in the role he was cast in True Grit.
And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and fun. And the ink stains that are dried upon.
So people are saying to themselves, well, why are you playing his music? Is he dead? No, he's not. But the story at DougStefan.com about Glenn Campbell is that he has been moved to a special care facility. You may remember a few years ago he was diagnosed, and he acknowledged it, that he had Alzheimer's.
He did a big thing on the Grammys.
Yeah.
So he wanted to be his kind of his swan song.
Yeah.
In the early 80s, when he was doing a show in Vegas, I was doing some promotional things, and he had agreed to help us with it. Yeah. And I remember going backstage into his dressing room, and he was just the most kind,
very gracious guy. Yeah.
A very gracious. He said he welcomed me. He says, and he was about to go on stage. And he said, okay, can I get you a drink? Can I get you something to eat?
Can I get you a drink, like, baby?
He's doing it, not his people, not his entourage. He was actually doing it. And I waited for him to get off stage.
Yeah.
Very gracious, warm person.
Yeah. So now the permanent plan for him. Is that he spends the rest of his life in an Alzheimer's facility. How many songs can you remember? My God, you can go back to Rhinestone Cowboy, mid-70s. His mental incapacitation started in 2011. That's when he was actually diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Memory loss a little before that. He's only 78 when you think about it. I don't know. There's something about this, and that is, he did a couple of goodbye concerts. You know, we've all, how many times has Cher done the farewell
tour?
And the Stones, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ghost on the Canvas is his 61st studio album. and his last in 2011. There's some pretty interesting things in there, musically. So he's an Arkansas native, just had a great career, and it's too bad it has to be capped off this way. That's the way I see it. So a tribute to the working and the good deeds of a guy like Glenn Campbell is important, I think, recognizing how sad it is that this sort of is another one of these questions. Why? The answers we do not have, the questions we have. Why should a guy like this, who, as Roberta suggested, was a pure gentleman, great performer, people enjoyed him. He had a troubled decade with alcohol, and I think that would have been the 1980s, I think. Isn't that the...
Yeah, he's one of the ones that has one of those famous mug shots.
Yeah,
looking all disheveled.
Yeah, he does. But and he had a face job, didn't really work that well for him. But it doesn't take away from his talent and all the people.
And just a likable guy. I mean, he was always a likable guy.
Yeah, very pleasant music, and it's nice. Let's hold that thought. Hold the thought of all the years and years of great performing and all the great songs that he provided us. That's the thought that I have about Glenn Campbell.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, grieving the loss of a pet. You know, grief is the normal response to any important loss in life. And for those people that live their life with a pet, the loss of a pet is no different than the loss of any other family member. They go through the stages of grief just like they would with a family member. For example, shock and denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and healing. You know, given time, healing will occur for the bereaved owner, but there are things you can do. For example, some people like to memorialize their pet. Other people like to surround themselves with people that understand your loss. One of the biggest problems for pet guardians is when they do have to say that final goodbye to their best friend, it becomes frustrating. It's an emotional thing. It's an emotional experience, but a lot of people don't understand the concept that for pet guardians, the loss of a pet is devastating. And consequently, pet guardians often feel isolated and alone. But there are ways around it. For example, most humane societies now do have bereavement groups, or there are private bereavement councils. So if you lost your pet and you're having a difficult time with it, seek out help. It can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Well, it's 33 past the hour here on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Echo, everybody? Echo, echo.
All kinds of good things going on. Hey, if you head on over to DougSteffens.com and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see today's poll, which asked, what's your favorite thing to sneak out of your children's Easter basket?
Ooh.
Jelly beans.
No.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
No.
Reese's eggs.
Yes.
Yes.
Peeps.
Peeps. Yes.
Anything chocolate.
Peeps.
And I don't steal candy from my children. I'll tell you, for me, it was the jelly beans. We had the...
Oh, you can keep those. Oh, I want the Cadbury beans. Or the Reese's.
I want the Reese's.
Give me the Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's. Yeah, Reese's are good.
I got an Easter basket for the first time in maybe 30 years, certainly 25 years, 25, 30 years since I've gotten an Easter basket. And it was filled with all kinds of great things. Jelly beans, yes. Reese's, Peeps, that sort of thing. And probiotics.
Congratulations.
And a very lovely card from the Easter Bunny. I love you, Bunny, much.
Oh. I kind of threw up a little in my mouth.
The probiotics takes the day. Our poll on Friday, what are you having for Easter dinner? See where this shook out. 23% of you said ham. 21% of you said you hadn't made your plans yet on Friday for Easter dinner. 20% said nothing special, another day and another meal. Let's see, 15% we are eating out. 13% when's Easter? And 8% said turkey. Yes, right. Okay. So there we have an overview of some of the things that you're thinking about. Meanwhile, back on the road here, and I mean this literally as well as figuratively, Boston Marathon is today. The news media has done its best to make this thing a whole kerfuffle. I was saying earlier that Meredith and I and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend went to the Red Sox game last night, and because Meredith's place is in Back Bay, it's about a 4 or 5 block, maybe 6 block walk from her place to Kenmore Square, where the Red Sox play at Fenway Park. So we're walking down the street, police everywhere, because the race ends there on Commonwealth Avenue and then sort of turns over to get onto Boylston Street to the finish line by the Prudential Tower. And so there are these, the police lines, there were police cars. It was obnoxious. And it just goes to show you how infantile the people who run these organizations are and how much they play into the madness of the media. That's all I could think of. We're watching a lot of people having fun. It was a nice, beautiful afternoon, and people walking and enjoying themselves. But everybody had the same, well, you could see the look on their faces, and you could hear them talking about, oh, look at the police over here, look at the police over there. And just wondering whether, it's sort of the same question we all have about the TSA. What good do they do now, at this point in time? And is there a way, I mean, last week there was this show, and that basically was all it is, a media show. We'd blow up a few backpacks, and they had salami sandwiches in them or whatever they had. And some guy who's a nutbird claims, I've got the bag, I'm going to blow up there. Oh, the guy was a mental, he ought to have been confined to some institution. And so because of that, you and I, because of federal money involved as well as state and local money in hiring all these police and the security people to spend. Remember last year, the day of the marathon, they spent $40 million for the police that day in Boston to try to find these two guys that had perpetrated. Now, you can argue whether you think it was worth it or it wasn't worth it. Good thing we found them. Yeah, I think that's all arguably whether they overreacted getting those two and putting one of them out of his misery and the other one, you know, whatever happens to him, happens to him. But to have this whole fiasco, that's where we have begun. You know, like you look at cement, the bridges that are in probably built, and you see the crackings and then the pieces of cement that fall off of the bridge. That's what's happening to our society. Little cracks here and there, and the pieces keep falling apart. And we certainly can focus on and blame, if you will, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists. But we've fallen for their game. And they knew us well enough to know that we would fall for it at the behest of news coverage. There's no news there.
Yeah, using the media.
They create nonsense. And they have been for 2 weeks now playing on this same, is it going to be another bombing in Boston? You know what?
So while we have a vigilant attitude and refuse to let them win, and we'll get more racers this year at the Boston Marathon than ever before.
I think there are. Yeah, at least the second largest.
At the same time,
the first largest.
Yeah. The media coverage and the protection are just over the top.
36,000 runners taking part in the marathon. And that's what the event is. Big sporting event. Last night at the Red Sox game, they had all these tributes before the game, these phony BSing politicians, the governor and the mayor and the guys that are running the Red Sox throwing out the first ball. And
don't you think they have to do that, though?
According to whom? They have to do it for me. I don't know what's going on?
They always start off the first ball. You mean it was...
There was a big to-do.
Like a dedication about
that. There were bands on the field, and there was the PA announcer talking about... And Lucy
about the race.
The people who died in the race.
Right.
And there was, at the beginning of the game, there was a girl, and I think her name was, I want to say Lucy Liu, or Lucy Lukes, or one of the girls that was killed at the finish line, if I remember correctly, and her family was there from China. And they, after all of the politicians had their ham and egg time with the public and the bands were done, they lined them up and put a television camera in front of them and they yelled, "Play ball!"
That makes it all better, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? It makes a mockery of it. To me, anyway, it did.
Because they want to show that they're still standing. And that they're still
living. Who's still standing?
Life, that these people are still living life, even though their family was taken away.
Well, but why wouldn't that be the case with everybody? You have no choice.
Be a softy, Dougie.
Nah, not here. No, sorry. Doesn't work for me. It's obnoxious. It's an overuse of the trust that people place in. You know, there are certain things. When we talk about stuff here on this program, I have a responsibility, and so do the other people, to basically be telling you the truth. But there's no reason that we can't have some fun. But the other side of it is, when it gets to stuff like this, there's no reason we ought not to say what really is in our, on my mind anyway, and you can say what's on your mind and in our heart. I think this is a travesty beyond travesties to see the way that now in my town where the race starts in Hopkinton, the runners are out there already trying to stay warm, jogging around because it's kind of a chilly morning, but it'd be a great day for the race. Perfect temperatures, not any wind. It just is going to be a great day for the race weather-wise. And in a way, it's a cathartic experience. You see all of this stuff, and I guarantee you at the end of the day, the news media will say, well, there was no trouble. Whew! You know.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So next year it'll be the same, but whether there are like the original prediction were 32 last year, I think there were 31,000. The other side of this is remembering what it was like. I've said this a number of times on the air. I was fortunate enough when I was working in Boston radio to be on the station that carried the that was the official station of the Boston Marathon. So I drove the pace car. And I think it was 6 years I did it, and we were right in front of the racers. It was kind of fun to be able to do reports and stuff from there. And, you know, you got to see these people actually doing what they do, but also along the lines where people would hold water out for the runners, or they'd cheer them on, or there'd be somebody from the family, all of that stuff. They can't do that now. They're all pushed back because somebody's afraid that someone will throw something at them that will somehow or other get in the way of running the race. So there's like a police state for 26 miles from Hopkinton all the way through Ashland and Framingham and Natick and into Wellesley and Newton and down into the finish line. It's like, and I can't believe, I'd be interested to see how the records hold, whether there's enough distraction there from all of this nonsense to get in the way, or are these really good racers so focused they pay no attention to anything around them? They're thinking about one thing, and that's the sign of the ultimate athlete, isn't it? If they can get by just all focused, of this yeah. foolishness, just focus, focus, focus. I want to beat the record from last year. That's it. Then you got something.
My favorite thing is listening to the police chief of the Boston Police Department talk. You could cut that guy's accent with butter.
I know, yeah. It's thick.
Right. It's very thick.
Yeah, we were talking about that
butter
last night.
It works, though. I think the police chief should have a real thick accent.
Chowder. They were selling
chowder
last night at the game.
In the parking lot.
And hot dogs. Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs here. Beer. It's beer time. Get your beer. I had the best root beer last night at dinner that I've ever tasted in my life.
Gotta find out. It's so good.
Oh my! It was made out of maple syrup.
Ooh.
It was really. Oh my God!
Sweet.
It was very
good. Made out of maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Yep. All right. So let's get our focus on the appropriate items from the world of television. That is Jennifer Horne's Bailiwick, and we'll have that report for you momentarily here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
In 1936, Leonard saved big Benjamins on his automobile insurance with Geico. He did the jitterbug all over town.
In 1955, Sally was tickled pink over her savings with Geico. It was super swell.
In 1972, Melissa rode the peace train all the way to San Francisco with her Geico savings. What a groovy time.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself. So call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-654-5464. 800-654-5464. That's 800-654-5464.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, a lot of hot stuff going on here. 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. News from The Voice, news from American Idol, news from The View, news from Glee, and who but Jennifer Horn would have her fingers on the pulse of all that action?
That's right. Well, first we have to start with Gwen Stefani. Big news is that she's going to join The View for this coming fall season of the show. She's going to take over for Christina Aguilera, who's pregnant with their
the
second
voice.
Child. What did I say, The View? Look at, I got mad at Doug for saying The View, and now I did the same thing.
I did the same thing about an hour ago, yes.
That too.
Yeah,
I love me some Gwen Stefani.
I do too, but she's
so
not
cool.
Shakira now, because Christina will now do the spring season, which means Shakira's gone, and she's the best.
Shakira's really good.
She's very, very good. Smart.
But I think Gwen Stefani will be very good as well.
Yeah, we'll see. So that'll be coming up. She'll be joining Pharrell Williams, Adam, and Blake on the fall season. Good Morning America named a new co-host officially this weekend, Dougie. They kind of slipped it in as to not upset Robin Roberts and Amy Roebuck, because I guess they all don't get along so well over there. But Laura Spencer has been upgraded from lifestyle anchor to now co-host of the show. Congratulations to her. And CBS announced that Stephen Colbert will pay a visit to David Letterman on Tuesday, so you can check it out.
Who cares? Why should anybody care? Honestly.
I don't know. Do I say that when you tell me a story that I don't like?
Yeah, sometimes.
I will tell you, I think the Colbert announcement is falling really flat.
Yeah. I think so, too. It's
right.
A terrible decision.
They've made it way where there was no reason to.
He's going to be on TNT with Conan within a year.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. Now, Ryan Seacrest has been making some news lately. It sounds like he could have been ready to leave American Idol, but he just might stick around. Radar Online last week claimed that he was going to ditch American Idol once his contract expired at the end of the season. But on Friday, sources say that he is close to signing a new deal that would keep him on Idol for 2 more years. Really? 2 more years of Idol? Does it really have that much? I don't know about that, Steve.
Well, the reason that came about is because it wasn't him, but they took the offensive. The people producing American Idol looking at trying to figure out what they can do to change it so they can stick around. Meanwhile, he's in talks with the Clear Channel, which is the radio arm of what he does. He hosts the morning program in Los Angeles on KISS. He hosts American Top 40, and he does their iHeart radio and television stuff. But he's trying to get more work out of them as a hedge against getting bumped by American Idol. Okay, anyway.
Got to keep that money coming in. Right. Now, Lindsay Lohan making lots of news all weekend long. She was a guest host on The View on Friday. She talked about her decision to be open about her struggles with alcohol. She said, quote, "I think it's important to be open and share that with people, especially with me, because people have so many misconceptions about knowing a person directly." She also made news this weekend because on her reality show on Sunday, she admitted that she suffered a miscarriage during the taping of the reality series. So she actually went through it when cameras were there.
Great what a great example of when we had Kristen Chenoweth on. Was it Friday? When do we have her on? Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
She's
yeah,
cool.
I said after the fact, isn't it interesting that we have these people that we pay a lot of attention to, like Lindsay Lohan and that ilk, and then we have the Kristen,
he's just the kind of people
yeah.
of the world who are just solid, solid.
Hey, Lindsay, here's a little tip for you.
Attention.
If you're going to get a baby, don't do the cocaine.
51 past the hour.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I got a high rise.
The lady went to a doctor's office for examination, and while she was there, her five-year-old boy was just running around the office loose, and he ran in through one of the doors where they kept a lot of medicine and stuff, and the lady was being examined by the doctor, and she heard all this noise from the next room, bottles falling and everything, and she looked at the doctor and said, "Doc, I hope you don't mind my five-year-old boy in there playing around. He'll quiet down." Doc said, "I know he will as soon as he gets to them poisons." A big fat lady walked into the doctor's office yesterday, right over there on La Brea. She weighed at least 326. And the doctor took her in the office to examine. He sat her down. He said, "Would you?" He just looked at her grin. He said, "Well, you open your mouth and say, move."
Dr. Ken, 2 hours every weekend. Send in your question to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who are providing you with GenuCell, that stem cell technology that works so well for bags and puffiness under your eyes, Ken.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day they're going to stare back at you. Thanks to GenuCell, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new GenuCell stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona, one of our listeners. She says, "I've been using GenuCell for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness puffiness is gone. I love this product so much. I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effect, you'll see Genucel working in just 12 hours.
And if you're looking for a great Mother's Day experience, here's something extra special. When you mention Dr. Ken, after you dial 800-822-6145, you want to order Genucel. You're going to get two other reasons to dial it up and great Mother's Day presents. This is going to last till Mother's Day. The deal is, you mentioned Dr. Ken, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment, and you're also going to get the new Deep Firming Serum that comes from Chamonix. So all these things are yours for the price of just one product at 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness, and the look on your face. So do not wait. Call 800-822-6145 for the Mother's Day special, 800-822-6145. So news on casual marijuana this weekend.
Doug, as more states consider legalizing marijuana, and you hear so many people say, oh, it's no worse than alcohol, please listen to this, because this was published this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a very credible medical journal, that young casual marijuana smokers, we're talking about 1 to 7 joints per week, experience potentially harmful changes to their brains, with drug-altering regions in the mind related to motivation and emotion. There appears to be a direct correlation between the number of times users smoke and the abnormalities in the brain. Marijuana should only be used by people under 30 if they need it to manage pain from a terminal illness.
All right, listen up, those of you who are old, grumpy old men. Apparently, it starts when you're 70.
This is in the heading again this week. I'm not making it up. This is from the medical journal Psychology and Aging. If your dad seems grumpier than he used to be, let me reassure you that you're not hallucinating. According to a recent study, most men find that their life improves around age 50, but for most men, their happiness begins to diminish around age 70. Men in their 70s have to deal with such hassles as health issues, the death of a family and friends, and mental decline. But there is hope for older men. They may lose a parent, but gain a grandchild.
Ah, see, I'm happier now than I've been for years.
You're not 70.
No, I'm not, but, you know, we're all heading that direction. Roberta, actually, this should be...
60's a half way over 70.
Yeah, I want to know if women are going to be affected and be grumpy old women when they get to be 70 as well. All right, so you got that story. A lot of things. Ken's got a lot of information for you at drkenshow.com. But the most information you can glean is by listening to the weekend program. So check it out. You can, again, find information either during the program. We do it live 7 to 9 East Coast time every Saturday morning.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of butt burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.